Obviously, a lot to get into this morning. I want to start with what was passed by the federal government yesterday, which is, of course, the American Rescue Plan. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of money coming into Minnesota, $4.9 billion, $2.5 billion going to the state government, and the remaining of that $4.9 going to local governments and school districts. So I know it's early, it just passed yesterday, but do you have an estimate or perhaps an anticipation of how much of those federal dollars are going to be coming to Winona?
We have a preliminary number. It's going to be just north of $3 million. A couple other pieces to this. Right now, we don't know what strings are attached to that money. So we're not quite sure how we're going to be able to spend it or what restrictions we're going to have on it. So as of right now, we're just in a holding pattern waiting until we hear the final number. Another key part of this, also you mentioned that federal aid is going to the state governments. Well, the state announced last week or maybe 2 weeks ago now that they are going to end up with a surplus this year, which is huge for us because I think all cities across the state, if they were doing their due diligence, they were a little bit worried about LGA funding coming through this year. And it looks like that will not be cut to us in any way, shape, or form. So we're really hoping that we get what we were promised or what we had been estimating in terms of the local government aid from the state. But then also on top of it, we will be getting this money from the federal stimulus package as well, or rescue package, I believe is what they're calling it. So we're very excited about that. Once again, I would like to really send my thanks out to city staff. They have done a phenomenal job throughout this pandemic. Now we're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, but they've really done a great job to make sure that the city stayed financially viable and safe during this pandemic. And now since we're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel and the coffers from federal and state are still there, we're looking pretty good. So we're feeling very good about where the city of Winona is sitting specifically financially.
Yeah, certainly. And I know, Mayor, local government aid tends to be one of the things on the chopping block when the state faces a deficit. And as a surplus, you mentioned, sounds like they'll be able to avoid that decision. So in federal money, there tends to be some very strict rules on how it can be spent. But we did just have Senator Tina Smith on earlier, and she said the goal of the package was to really put as much sort of agency with local governments as possible. So I know you're waiting to find out what the restrictions are, but what are some areas of need the city could use that, as you say, upwards of $3 million on?
That's a good question. And I can't say that it would be appropriate for me to start throwing that money someplace. I think rainy day fund right now, like that's probably the plan. Rainy day fund. I don't know for sure. Obviously, there's going to have to be a lot of conversations about that, but we do have projects forthcoming, and there are going to be some expensive projects, and we're going to have to figure out ways to pay for those. We could use it for a variety of things, depending on if there are any restrictions on it. But I would say, in general, we're going to be looking to use it wisely. We're going to be looking to use it so that it potentially helps create other funding options for specific projects, because you can use money as leverage towards grants or matching dollars for projects. So I think that overall would probably be what we're really looking to do with it, is really maximize the effectiveness of that money that's being spent. Maybe it helps start a program, or maybe it helps to partially fund a larger project that might be on the horizon for us. So we'll have to look at it. Obviously, council will have to vote on how that money is being used, and staff will have to give us direction in terms of what the options are. So I'm looking forward to those conversations, and they will be good conversations for all of us.
Winona Mayor Scott Sherman, our guest. And Mayor, I know you said you don't want to be spending the money before we have it and before we have the conversations, but would you be supportive of something like a business relief program?
I think so. I don't know how much of that would be directly through the city, but yeah, here's the thing. We have a lot of people and businesses that have suffered through this, not just mentally, emotionally, but financially. They've lost their jobs, or they've had their work hours cut dramatically. Restaurant workers, tips, essentially went away, you know, and business went away for a long time now. Those businesses that have stayed open, have stayed viable, you know, they should have the opportunity to try and receive some type of funding so that they can, again, maintain their business. We want to try and get them, or let me rephrase, we would like them to try and stay open, obviously. We don't want to lose businesses. That's not a good thing. But in general, you know, what we want to do is we want to try and support those. And whether it's through direct funding or whether it's through other things like programming, networking, I've even been finding employees for employers as people approach me. So I know that there are jobs available here. I know that there are some businesses that are struggling. Some might need some more financial uplifting to help them back out of this until things can turn around and get back to quote unquote normal again. But I think in general, we are supportive of, you know, trying to make sure that businesses stay viable, they stay open. We want to help promote new business right now as well. I think the Port Authority and the city have both done a good job of that in conversations that they've had and some of the actions that they've made. In general, we want those businesses to stay open. Absolutely.
Winona Mayor Scott Sherman, our guest on In the Know. Mayor, of course, another expense coming up for the city could be a potential public safety center. You guys gave Steve Sarvey, the city staff, the green light to study possibly constructing a new facility to merge a central fire station and the law enforcement center. Would you be supportive of a package like that, and what are some of the advantages of it?
Yeah, I mean, let's first start off and talk about the current condition of the police department building and the central fire station. They are both really cramped. They are both buildings that are over capacity right now. The fire department in particular has been on the, let's just call it the docket for many years now, to eventually either be expanded or moved or rebuilt or there was a study done on it a few years ago. I've read that study. There are issues with that building that right now it's not ideal for our fire department down at Central. Police department, they're crammed in there. I mean, it's crazy. I've done a tour of the police department, obviously the county and where they're at and what they're going to be doing is, you know, time sensitive. So now we have to start moving forward on something as well, because our police department rents space from the county and that might change real quick. So I, in general, am in support of it for a variety of reasons, but primarily because police and fire need that right now. They are cramped. They are in older buildings that need updating that would cost a large sum of money anyways. They've looked at that, you know, what would it cost to bring this up to code and to do this and to do this, and we'll be doing more of that. And so what we will be doing is, you know, kind of a larger picture thing. We're going to be doing some financial consultation with Baker Tilly, and they're going to be essentially looking at what dollars we have available to us, what we're going to have available to us, what our immediate needs are. And you could look at a few different things, the Masonic Temple, the HVAC in there, East End Rec potentially, public service center, like this law enforcement police center that the city might own. There's other projects on there as well. So these are things that we're going to have to prioritize, and we're going to have to try and find funding for these, or as much funding as possible for these, to help reduce the actual cost to the local taxpayers. So, there's a lot coming down the pipeline. We got to make sure that we are spending this money wisely and doing it in order, in the correct priority, so that we can make sure that we're staying on the timelines that are necessary, especially for our fire and police department.
All right. He's the mayor of Winona. Mayor, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, TJ.
7:56. Have a great weekend. We're back Monday. This has been In the Know on KWNO.